Jeez. Okay, fine. So we're doing another episode already. Is there something wrong with that?
You seem defensive.
I'm not being defensive. You're the one who's being defensive. Why is it always the other person who's being defensive? Have you ever asked yourself that? Why don't you ask yourself that? Is it me? It's him, right?
I believe there's a hero in all of us.
You have great powers, only some of which you have as yet discovered.
I'm a superhero. I'm
a real-life superhero.
The world needs extraordinary. We'll make you a superhero.
Are you ready to become a hero?
Initiating surprise in three.
This.
Two.
Is.
One.
The Real Brian Show.
Well, degum. So either I'm continuing to lie to you and you're offended and, you know, because I'm here again with another episode, or I'm exceeding your expectations because, it's another episode already. I'm a glutton for punishment. But, oh my gosh, but, there's this person that I roped into, co-hosting this episode with me. And no, seriously, by the way, I tied this person up. She has no choice but to co-host with me. So we're going to have some fun, aren't we? Yeah, we are. Time to nerd out. End our week right on a positive note. Let's rock it. Whispering the whole time, so thanks for joining me.
I'm really excited about this, and also the music is fantastic.
Thank you. This is like the Real Brian Show ASMR. No. Welcome to the Real Brian Show. Thanks for joining us. I'll be introducing this weird person. She's not weird. She's awesome. Happy almost Star Wars Day, by the way. May the 4th Quaze be with you. But not really fully completely yet, so suck it. And I'm the Real Brian, by the way. Welcome to somebody new, by the way. I just want to say this. So the question is what is your name? Is it Kayla? Is it the one true Kayla? Is it K-Dubs? Is it Jar Jar Binks?
I don't even know what we...
No, please no.
I don't even know what we've decided on. I am Quells.
Quells. K-Dubs.
The one true K.W. Wells.
That's really long. So when you're signing, you're thinking to be like, yes, hello. Hi, my name is Brian. It'd be like, I am the one true K.W. Wells. Is that whole thing your real name?
These days, I do typically put Quells for everything. So maybe we should stick with Quells.
Okay. Quells.
Or K-Dubs.
I like K-Dubs. K-Dubs just sounds cool, you know?
I dig it too. I guess It'll depend on which side of the personality we're using. The professional side, K-Dubs. No, just kidding. Wrong one. Quells for professional.
Is that the professional
gangsta
though?
Side, K-Dubs.
Yo, K-Dubs.
That's right.
I've got multiple personalities, so maybe we can come up with a bunch of different... that's really not funny to joke about. It's not.
It's, well, depends on the day. I have too much going on. My brain literally splits itself in half all day, every day.
Did you say today? Like,
y'all know what day it is?
Because Thank God it's Friday.
Yes.
Thank God it's...
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
TGIF.
You know, you gotta love Fridays.
I miss TGIF.
Like the restaurant or just like celebrating Fridays?
No, I mean like TGIF, I think it was ABC, CBS back in the day.
Oh my
gosh.
Had
like Family Matters and Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
And
did
all
I
of those.
Do that? Oh my gosh, dude. Urkel was my favorite.
Yes.
You know, I was going back to rewatch that show. I was just like, man, this is dated. But it was so much fun.
Oh yeah.
Though.
So dated.
Oh, so good.
Man, I was about the TGIF. Like I can't remember the first lineup because I was really, really young, but I remember like every single time they would change the lineup on Friday, I was like, oh, what's happening? And then I would fall in love with the new whatever sitcom.
Yeah,
and then they would change it on me again. And I was like, the whole world is collapsing. Why have you changed it? Oh man, but I loved it. That I lived for Fridays and Friday sitcoms whenever I was little.
I feel like people are living, you know, Thursday's a new Friday. So the weekend is Friday through Sunday. Well, I mean, for some people, I mean, I don't get that kind of weekend, but I just kind of feel like we're living for the weekends, you know, but what about living for like, I don't know, hump day or something like that? Wouldn't you just get excited? Like it's Wednesday. I'm like freaking out, you know, I think you should try this.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie though. I actually kind of love Mondays.
I do too, actually.
So I mean, I like having a fresh start, but also I don't know, maybe since I've had like my own business for so long now, the week just doesn't feel like each day is the same almost. I mean, it's so hard to like explain, like each day is.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, what gets me about the weeks is school. It has nothing to do with work. It's the fact that my kids have to go to school. If I had no kids, like the week, literally every day would just be the same.
It's like summers when people are like, so what are you guys doing for spring break? What are you guys doing for the summer? I mean, you know, those of us that are kidless are like, hey, the same thing we always do. Taking right. over the world.
That's right. And I'm over here like, I don't know. Like somebody plan something and I'll go with you.
I love it. Now that's a good attitude. Yeah. Like, hey, I'll just join you if you, you know, but the problem is this is what I love when somebody's like, hey, we should like totally get together, you know, like maybe sometime. And then I'm like,
see, that's
cool.
That's
how about tomorrow? Or how about this next week? And they're like, I'll have to get back to you. They weren't actually really meaning that.
No, in that case, they really weren't. Yeah. I am the person who's like, maybe we should get together. And then when the next person is like, hey, are you free on Thursday at 2 p.m.? I'm like, well, not on that day, but I do have this day free. Let's get together then. Okay. But yeah. I'm not the person that picks out that first day. That equals a planner.
You're somebody who actually follows through and actually wants to get together. You're just not the initiator.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
That is absolutely correct.
So would that make you a follower and not a leader?
Yep. It makes me a follower when it comes to plans because my brain doesn't have any capacity for making plans. I need somebody else to initiate that conversation.
I get it. Like planning, you know, I used to plan the get togethers and everybody be like, all right, I'm going to coordinate everybody's schedules and make it all happen. And it's going to be great. That was a long time ago. And now I'm like, I just can't even do that anymore. But I love getting together. It's more of a, hey, let's just pick a day and we'll just figure it out. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I don't want to plan like some huge come on over. And you know, everybody, it's so funny. They clean their house. They get it detailed. You know, they hire like some service to come in and they buy like, you know, all this fake furniture and stuff that they don't usually actually use. And they cram the rest like in a basement or something. Come on over. You know, this isn't your real house.
Who has time for that?
It's so funny. Just live. Just be yourself, man.
I'm not going to lie. I try really hard to do that. Like if, for instance, now use my house for Christmas. And so I try really hard to make my house look like it's not quite as lived in as it is.
I understand.
But I have four kids.
That's real.
It's nigh impossible.
Yeah.
To actually be. So this past year, I was like, sorry, guys, I didn't get to the floor. If it's sticky, oh well.
Just don't go barefoot.
Finally, it took until this, I am 37 years old with four kids. It took this long for me to be able to be like, look, it is what it is. And I feel no guilt or shame about it.
There you go.
If you wanted it to be clean, you should have come over earlier and helped.
My socks are stuck to the floor right now. Should have come earlier and cleaned the floor for us. Come on.
Jeez, hey, thank you. You found lunch. That sticky spot. Yeah. Here's a towel. You want to clean it for me?
The thing that I'm always worried about is that I've got size 14 feet. So if I come over with my shoes on and somebody left their iPad or something on the ground, it's going to get broken if I'm around.
That's problematic.
Yeah. I mean, I'm saying. Like pick your stuff
those
up.
Those kinds of things shouldn't be on the ground in the first place.
No. But you know, size 14s will find a way to either injure someone else's foot or step on something and break it, including dog feet.
I will say that I have really started trying to make sure that everybody in the house takes their shoes off like right when they get in the house.
That's a good idea.
Because, I mean, why spread all the bacteria and grossness? Like, basically fecal matter. Why spread all the fecal matter all over my house? Just wear socks.
Yeah.
Make sure you take them dang shoes off in the entryway and we will just move forward.
I agree with that because I actually did a bacterial culture in the boys' bathroom when I was in high school.
Ooh,
it was a nice, wonderful thing we were doing, and it was a fun test. And I got all these, you know, these petri dishes, and I went and I like swabbed things from the boys' bathroom. And you're not kidding. You don't know what's on that floor. It is nasty.
Yeah. And that's, doesn't have to be the boys' bathroom. When you walk on concrete, you are just picking up all the nasties.
Isn't that the beauty of the sun? Like the UV kills a lot of that stuff if it's in the sunlight.
Yeah, if it's in the sunlight, but also because, I mean, it's just constant, like more cramp is constantly being put on the floor.
No, I understand.
I don't know how long it takes for the UV rays to get rid of all the cramp.
The crap, all that crap all over the ground. Speaking of non-crap though, I'm drinking this Well, I'm drinking tea as well. So I'll share my two drinks because doesn't everybody just want to talk about food right after you talk about crap? Brown sugar, oat milk espresso. And I ran over to Starbucks the other day because I was like, I just need something quick. And, you know, we had stars to spend. So I'm like, okay, cool. Nice. You know what? This is actually pretty good. And it's not that sweet. And it's like brown sugar and then cinnamon, like real cinnamon and stuff. And not just all the pumps of like artificial whatever. It's pretty good. You know?
Yeah, nothing I'm not fancy. Gonna lie. I like that one at Starbucks, although I stopped going to Starbucks.
Mm.
We have a 151 coffee near us, and so I go there instead.
I typically go local here. We have some amazing local shops now. I mean, we always have, but we always continue to get new ones, and that's typically where I go. But again, this was like free stars, free drink, you know?
Yeah.
I can't pass it up.
Heck yeah.
But I also have a tea here. It's called Strawberry Oolong. It's a really, really, it's loose leaf, really amazing, and it's actual strawberry pieces and goji berries in it. Oh my gosh, it's so good. And again, you know, you're not supposed to be steeping this for very long. It's like 30 seconds for first steep, maybe a minute for the second steep. You can get a third steep out of it. It's still really good. Holy cow. It's just this absolutely glorious, pure taste of oolong. And you can taste the strawberry and the goji berry as a hint of it. Oh my gosh, it's good. It's like perfect spring.
That sounds fan-freaking-tastic.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm drinking tea, but it's not special tea. It's like...
Special
it's
tea?
It's just some peach, ginger, turmeric tea.
It is not the tuma.
I love ginger and turmeric in tea. I don't know what it is about it, but I... Mm-hmm. Well, I love ginger in general. And then, I love peaches because millions of peaches...
For me.
Peaches for me.
I agree. I completely agree. And ginger is amazing.
But I do. I love tea. I switched over from tea. It's in a tea bag.
Okay.
And what I do is I put the two together. I have one that's peach and one that's just ginger turmeric. And I put them together in this massive cup. And then I will sit there and just like reheat it with hot water every once in a while. Because I never get to the end of it before it's cold. And then that I get mad because it's cold and I want my tea to be hot.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. So let's settle this debate right now. There's an R in, I call it turmeric, but so you said turmeric. Like, what do you do with the R there? That's like washing your car, you know, in Kansas.
Oh my gosh. Don't
do you know what I'm saying?
The washing.
Yeah. Well, you see what I'm saying? It's like, so is it, so some people say turmeric, others say turmeric, and then you said turmeric. So the question is, what is correct? Or is there a correct?
Know.
Or is it actually pronounced
Smith? Honestly, it depends on the day for me, because I sometimes, I oftentimes will say turmeric with the R. And today it just, the R got dropped.
So now what do we do?
We say whatever floats our boat on the day and the time
the
moment in which we say it.
So on Fridays, it is a tuma.
Yes.
There you go.
It's a tuma.
Yeah. We'll go with that. Well, good.
It's in the choppa.
I'm a big fan of that combination. And in fact, there was a tea here. It probably had a lot. It didn't have the peach in it though, but it had other things. I think it had a cardamom in it. And it was actually a... loose leaf as well. And it had all like the chopped up spice. I guess it was just herbal. So never mind. I didn't even have tea in it, but it was just chopped up spices.
Mm.
It was good. And then you get like that powder down in the, see when you're drinking it, you get that sludge at the bottom.
Oh, yeah. It
burns. You know, speaking of powder, are you familiar with protein powders at all?
I am. And depending on the state of my workout regime, I may or may not use it.
Okay. So, well, there you go. You've got some familiarity. Are you finding, so this is the thing, like this was years ago. I had this protein powder that I liked and it was just, you know, natural, wasn't sweetened. It was whey. It was great. Tasted good. And then it all went away. Oh my gosh. Now all of these protein powders have like, so if you get like the vegetarian ones, they taste like chalk, which is nasty. And then if you get the whey ones, they have like sucralose and, you know, or like stevia, which I don't like any of those sweeteners at all. And I also don't want any sweet at all. I don't want sugar. I don't want artificial. I don't want natural. I don't care. I don't want it sweetened, period. And it is impossible to find. And then I found like a couple of them and all of them are like grass fed. So it's like Naked Whey is one of them. And then there's some other like random brands that I've never heard of before. And they're the only ones that don't offer all of the sweetness in them. Here's the irony. They're more expensive.
Of course they are.
Because they're just natural whey.
Yeah.
So that means that the ones that have all of the other things in them are probably cutting down on the actual whole point of what you're buying in the first place. Is that the truth or what's going on here?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
100%. So in protein powders and pretty much anything in all things fitness, you really do get what you pay for. And it's probably going to be like that from now into forever. Same thing with supplements. You really get what, now I'm not saying go out and buy the most expensive supplement without doing research, because clearly you need to know like what you're getting.
You're right.
But
about
when
that.
It comes down to it, oftentimes you are getting what you pay for in that particular like health and wellness vein. If it's super cheap, question it. Now, if it's super expensive, question it too, because they're probably just trying to get your money. But quite honestly, like more of those small batch style, like protein powders and things like that, those are the ones you really want to go for.
Interesting.
But my issue is when you start getting in like soy proteins and pea proteins and things like that. And I'm like,
pea protein's gross.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It is disgusting. And soy protein is terrible for men.
Okay. Yeah. I've heard that.
Yeah.
Fermented soy is fine.
Literally reduces, can.
True.
It can reduce testosterone.
Yeah. Yeah. I read that.
Which means it's really not good for women either, because it creates an imbalance in your estrogen if your testosterone is off for women too. If you're using a soy protein powder every single day, multiple times a day, it can absolutely impact your testosterone replacement and things
like
that.
I read that. And you know what's interesting too is that whenever I have had soy milk, which is maybe two or three times in my entire life, it gave me a headache and I felt really bad. Yeah. Like something just was off. And that's the same thing with like a lot of those sweeteners. So you're talking about the protein powders, most of them have sucralose in them. And I've been reading all about all of those artificial sweeteners, and I think I was, so this was something that, you know, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, he came out with his energy drink and it was supposed to be all natural and healthy, except that it had sucralose in it. And the study that I read about, well, not one study, it was multiple studies that I read about sucralose, was like, this is really bad for you. So bad.
It's really bad for you.
Yeah. And you, like, no one should consume sucralose, period. It's worse than sugar. Like,
it's sugar crack. It's because they've condensed it so far and refined it so far that it's essentially sugar crack.
Yeah. And they were talking about the effect on the body is actually worse than just sugar.
Yeah.
But it's because, well, I'm diabetic, so I can't have sugar. So I'll take sucralose or whatever it is. I'm like, no, it's just, no, don't.
No.
Ooh, it's terrible.
Don't do it. It's terrible for you. Like if you want something sweet, eat something that's naturally sweet.
Yeah, like you can sweeten with a date or something, which is actually really good if you like that.
Yes.
But even like,
oh my gosh, dates. I love things that have dates in them. It's such a great sweetener.
And monk fruit is good, but I've also read that you got to be careful with monk fruit. And this is another thing for diabetics, because my friend was telling me about, he's diabetic, so he's telling me about this. And he was saying that if you are diabetic, you have an increased chance of liver, you know, risk or whatever you want to call it. And apparently too much of the monk fruit / erythritol can cause issues with your liver. So you have to be careful about how much you do with that. And I was like, oh, that's okay. That's new. But you know what I'm saying? No matter what, there's always going to be some kind of a side effect to something, unfortunately. So you just got to be careful.
And it's all about moderation, right?
Exactly.
Like, and
exactly.
That's when you talk about protein powders, that's part of the problem, is that like, you're using quite a bit of protein.
Yeah.
And oftentimes people are using them as meal replacements. So you're taking away what could have been like a whole foods, lean meats type meal for a protein powder. And then come to find out it's got all this like crap in it. And it's like, oh, well, I probably would have been better off eating that chicken breast with some broccoli and rice.
Totally. And you know, the only reason that I'm even doing the protein powder thing again is, and this is something Tim Ferriss did a huge, huge studies on, was right after an intense resistance workout. That's when he recommends doing like protein powder with, and he says milk, because it goes straight targeted towards your muscle rebuild and growth, but it has to be within like 30 minutes of the workout or else it's not really effective.
Same thing can happen though if you eat a protein packed meal directly after your workout.
But like in my case, concept. I'm driving, and so it's like, I'm just going to grab it and I'm going to, you know, eat like a very light breakfast. And then as soon as I leave my workout, I'm drinking my protein, you know, and all it is, it's very basic, but I'm drinking it like 10 minutes after my workout. And then, you know, I eat dinner and that's it. But I'm only doing it twice a week.
I think it's like what, 20 or 30 minutes total is where you have that space where it like really, really impacts your, your muscle recovery.
Yeah. And after that, it just goes straight to fat. It's kind of funny, but I'm trying it for a while. We'll see where it goes. But again, I don't put any sugar in my stuff. It's more like, I think last time I threw in some cocoa into it. And that was it. Just straight cocoa. And it's like, yeah, you know, but no sweet. Cause I don't want all the sweet stuff. The whole point is to like build muscle and burn fat right now. And that's what I'm trying to do. And then otherwise, you know, I mean, I am drinking a brown sugar oat milk espresso, which has sugar in it. So that's not exactly healthy, but you know, whatever. Got to have balance.
But it's brown sugar at least.
That's right.
Eat the cookie. I will die on this hill. Brown sugar is better for you than white sugar. Not because it actually is, but because I have decided that it is.
Oh, okay. Okay, there you go. You know what I've always said?
Brown sugar is just sugar with maple syrup type stuff in it, isn't it? Isn't that like molasses? How they make brown sugar? Molasses,
yep.
That's right.
Yep. So here's my theory. Whoever is the most confident is always right.
This one is just because I have decided that I like brown, which and in you're general, confident. I like brown sugar better. I just like it, but whether or not there's actually any additional health benefits, I highly doubt it because it's still sugar. I say all of this as I like daily down like a 24 ounce Dr. Pepper because I just love it.
24 ounce. But what are you doing only 24 ounces? Go for at least a 64 ounce. Come on.
I mean, I could, woo! But then it makes me sick. Literally makes me physically ill.
Okay. Well, never mind then. You want to have like that Dr. Pepper buzz, you know? And
yes, but without the feeling of nausea.
Exactly.
That comes after. I do love me a good Dr. Pepper buzz though.
So drinking a 64 ounce of Dr. Pepper is like drinking irradiated water.
Yeah, it's it's
you're gonna need some Radaway.
So terrible.
Hey, speaking of Radaway, we're almost through Fallout. Do you even know anything about the show or the games at all?
I know that they have a radiation symbol on them.
Okay. I didn't know if you'd played the games or watched the show.
I have Fallout, but I've never played it. It's one of the ones that for whatever reason, like it always comes out around an Assassin's Creed or something. I don't know. And every single time I miss it. And I don't know why, because I've always wanted to play Fallout.
I'd never have played it, but I've watched others play it. But Captain's played it. Captain Influence has played it. And so he was like, oh, yeah, let's watch it. And we've been watching it together, which is fun. So it's like, I'm the one who doesn't really know much about the game. He knows about the game. And we're both comparing notes, you know, and responding based on, you know, he knows all the whatever, the nostalgia and all the little details. Apparently, they've done a really good job with attention to detail to the games. And I'm just watching this.
Is this a TV series?
Yeah, Amazon just put out a TV series on it. So it's a eight. What? Is it eight episodes? Yeah. We just finished episode 7.
How did you not notice?
Yeah, it came out. Well, it's been within the last month, so it's pretty recent.
That's why I don't know it, because I've been stuck on K-dramas for the last
couple of months. It's really interesting. I'll tell you this, though, and I'm warning everybody, and I know Captain wants to talk about the whole season when he's on next, so I'll wait to go into detail, but there are things that they show that I'm like, oh, why? And even he was just like, okay, that went too far. So they definitely show things. It's not safe for most people's eyes.
When you say show things, like
it's brutal.
Go deeper. What kind of things do they show? Like blood and guts or like sexy times?
Yes.
Oh, all of it. Got it. Yeah. So we're like Game of Thrones, but with Fallout.
Well, so we're saying full on mature rating, and it's like, okay, well, and you know, it's also like somebody gets their foot crushed and they show you in graphic detail, you know, the dangling foot and everything like that. I'm like, nah, I don't want to see all that. Oh, it's just like, anyway. So for those of you with a weak stomach, AKA 64 ounces of Dr. Pepper getting irradiated, don't watch the show.
Oh my gosh.
But for those of you who are like, yes, I just love this kind of stuff, then have fun. Enjoy.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like I like fairly graphic stuff when it comes to like war movies and things like really get me in there with all of the blood and guts and gore. But at the same time, like I don't want to see knees kicked back like a chicken. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see like, bro, I don't know. I have to like close my eyes for that part, but there could be blood and guts all over the place. I'm perfectly fine. It's the broken bones and like disjointed stuff where things are like going the wrong direction where I'm like, no, why did you show me that?
They do show some of that. They show some of that video game stylized stuff. They do show like there's this weird scene in there that reminds me of like Zion scene in the Matrix. What was that? Reloaded or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was just like, what is going on here? So there's a lot of weird stuff in the show, but I think that's intentional. I think it's like we're trying to make this a weird post-apocalyptic world, but it is weird.
Which I mean, the games are that way too.
Yeah, exactly. Although
I've seen trailers. I haven't gotten to play, but I've seen trailers and stuff of them. And I'm just like, I mean, but their graphics are so good. At least the later games have been. clearly with technology.
The first game I was introduced to was when a friend of mine, he was my roommate in college, he was playing it and I was watching him. And it's got this Louis B. Armstrong song, you know, that "Give Me a Kiss to Build a Dream" on that song. I love that song. And I'm like, oh, this is so nice. And then the vault door opens and this dude, I think he's one of the knights. He's got his Gatling gun and he's just like, just mows the people down. And I'm like, awesome. That was my first introduction to this.
This song does not go with this scene.
No, and I've never thought of it the same way since. So ridiculous. Oh my God. I love it. Speaking of video games and video game shows, I'm finally watching season 2 of Halo. Which
I also didn't realize was a TV show.
Yeah, you should watch that.
I'm mad at myself for not knowing that either.
Yeah, you got to watch it. It's the season 1 had really, really great moments and then a couple of like, wait, what? Moments. There was one character in season 1 that had no business having any role whatsoever in the season. I was just like, why? But she's back in season 2 and from what I've heard, her role is much more necessary and also useful, which is great. So I like, if you're going to write a character, give the person a reason to be there.
Yeah.
That's what I care about. So
100%.
Yeah.
Fully agree.
It's a good show. You should totally check it out.
The other one, or I guess the one that I'm really looking forward to, which I'm really hoping, I haven't looked to see if they have another season in the works, but I so hope they do, is Wheel of Time.
Yeah, so they did season 2. You watched that one, right?
I'm caught up to it. Like, I've watched everything that's out.
I haven't seen season 2 yet.
Freaking love that show so much.
Okay, good. Yeah, season 1 I watched.
I will say season 2 got grittier. Rand kind of comes off his high horse a little bit. Not that he was ever really on a high horse, but he comes off his high horse a little bit. I think it follows pretty well with the books. I've read the first 3 or 4 books in that series. And then, I don't know, it was book 4 or book 5. I got lost or I put it down for too long. So now I've got to reread the whole series, the whole thing, every bit of it. And that's just a lot to conquer.
It is. So in honor of Star Wars Day, how are we going to celebrate this tomorrow? I mean, The Bad Batch newest season, I think it's the final season, actually. It's out. I haven't watched it yet. Maybe I could start that.
Oh my gosh. Are any of the other ones coming? I haven't been paying.
I don't even know.
I'm paying great attention to things that are coming out right now.
Well, there should be something coming out.
Do they have anything else coming out? Like any more Mandalorians or any more, what's her face?
Ahsoka's? Yeah.
Yes. Any more Ahsoka's?
There are a lot of Star Wars is coming, but I have not heard any updates on when. So
now I'm like, I have to Google it.
I know. Because there's a lot, you know, who would know is Martin the Flash. He would know all that stuff. So I'll have to ask him because I don't know. But you know what? I'll pull out my lightsaber and like swing it at people or something. I don't know. I guess I could do that. Hey, look, it's my lightsaber. You know, have some fun. I don't know. I don't know what else to do for Star Wars Day.
I mean, I just love that you even have one. On April 5th, it was revealed that The Mandalorian and Grogu would be released May 22nd of 2026.
Okay.
But that doesn't help me for this year.
No, I know. Seriously, what's up? Well, go watch The Bad Batch if you've seen it and all. I don't know. It's good.
Haven't. So now I'm like, I know my husband has been watching it.
Yeah, it's a great show. You know what's funny is the animated ones, I feel like have been better overall.
Oh my gosh, they have. And they dig so much deeper into the whole like lore of Star Wars than the movies can if you really think about it. Although, let's get real. These movies are not short. They are not short. There are a bunch of them. How is it?
Yeah.
That you can't dig a little deeper, like just a little bit deeper. But it's like even all of, what was the original animated series? It was
Clone Wars?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like how much deeper the Clone Wars went into the whole history of Anakin Skywalker and like all the things. And you had 3 entire movies that talked about him coming up.
Yep. I know.
Why couldn't we have dug deeper, huh?
Because he didn't like sand. It's rough and it's coarse and it gets everywhere. Oh my gosh. Well, okay. Well, we'll do some fun stuff for Star Wars Day. Let us know what you're doing too. I'd really like to know because, maybe there's something we could learn from and do and be like, oh my gosh, we got to go do that. You know, I found some kombucha. So I love kombucha. Well, I like Synergy from GT's, you know, kombucha, but they have one and I can't think of the name of it, but it's one that's blue. And it literally looks like Romulan ale, to be completely honest. But I thought, well, if you could pour a little bit of, like, I don't know, milk in it, then it would look. Of course, milk and kombucha would be disgusting together. So
that
never
sounds
mind.
Terrible.
Yeah, but it would be blue milk. But never mind. Just forget that. So let's just go with Romulan ale, which is Star Trek Day, which we need a Star Trek Day.
As all of the Star Wars fans and all of the Trekkies stand up and are like, what are you talking about, Brian? Why would you compare the two at all?
Are you kidding? They're both amazing.
They are both amazing. You can't mix the references.
Well, you have to. Well, no, I was saying you could make blue milk with Romulan ale. It would be so disgusting. Oh my gosh.
That would be so gross.
I'm not drinking blue milk for, no, I'll drink Romulan ale in honor of Star Wars Day because, Star Wars number one fan here with my Enterprise on my shirt.
That's funny. Yeah, I love it.
We're going to go with that. Who the frack is Kayla? She's sitting here talking to us this whole time. We don't even know who she is. And I did that on purpose because I didn't want anyone to really know. Cause, I guess we have to sort of keep that under wraps right now. Right. Isn't there some kind of an NDA or something that you have with like society?
I mean, do I have an NDA with society? I don't know.
People just can't really know the truth.
I've got an NDA with you. We're not talking about it until we're talking about it.
Okay, that's what it was. So yeah, tell us about you. You know, from your birth on, you've got 37 years to cover and we've got about 20 seconds. So go ahead.
Well, I was born in the grand old age of the 80s.
Smashing.
Just joking. I mean, I was born in the 80s. I love the 80s. Strikes back. What's up, VH1? Bring that one back.
Ooh, yeah. Video
Does
killed
VH1
the radio
Does VH1 exist
star.
Anymore?
I think so. But they
oh
don't.
My gosh.
I don't think they do music videos. I have no idea. It's a good question.
Who does music videos anymore? That's what YouTube's for.
Exactly.
Anyway, I'm here. I'm Kayla. I like fun things. I am huge into podcasting. I have said I more in the past 5 seconds than I have said in the past year.
Nice.
That's a lot of eyes. But yeah, I love podcasts and podcasting, and I have a podcast production company, and I also really like insurance, and I like working, and I have lots of kids, and I'm married to an awesome dude who, oh my gosh, did like all the laundry yesterday. He's officially become my favorite. So happy right now.
That's awesome.
And we're deep in the heart of Texas. Well, that's not actually true. Not really deep in the heart of Texas because I'm in North Texas, but either way, whatever. I don't really like talking about myself.
That's all right. That's why I was like,
guys.
We're going to just give it a little bit. You like nerd out on stuff and clearly you get along with the stuff we talk about here. So that works.
I mean, I do nerd out on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe not all the same stuff, but a lot of the same stuff for sure.
Hey, we all have different things and that's the whole beauty of it. Because if everybody was like me, I mean, it would suck.
This would be really a really boring show.
Yeah. We got connected through D-Man. We're going to call him that.
Yes.
D-Man, my man. And we were talking about something totally different. And then we got into like talking about, hey, we should resurrect Profit Cast, which was a show that for those of you who know what I'm talking about, you're like, oh my God, Profit Cast is the worst show in the world. And then for those of you who don't know what Profit Cast is, I did this show. I started it 10 years ago, 8 years ago it ended, but it was all about podcasting. So we thought we should resurrect this and then you could co-host it and we could actually get into some details about that and, you know, maybe see if we can help people with their podcasts because things have changed a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's our idea. And ProfitCast is definitely going to be like, it's going to be kind of the similar style as this episode here. It's just, we're talking about podcasting instead
of know what you're
random
get,
stuff.
Just listen to this.
So it's coming out in June. We're going to relaunch it the beginning of June is what's going to happen. So I'm giving that detail now. So for those of you who know the show, welcome back. For those of you who don't, and you have a podcast or want to start a podcast and you're interested on how to actually, you know, like set it up correctly for success, then there you go. I'll put links.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Are you here?
We're going to have so much fun. looking real good there, Meyer. Sorry.
We have a lot of fun and we talk about deep, insightful things to think about as you set up your podcast.
Deep, insightful.
Because things have changed. I mean, we can say deep and insightful.
We did, We talked about
burnout. Just
because
we have like
that's deep and insightful.
References with, you know, Tommy Boy.
I mean,
just joking.
come on. I mean, you got to have fun when you're talking about deep inside. This is the thing that drives me crazy is the, when people take professionalism a little too far, you know, and like yes. they answer the phone, hello, how can I help you today? You know, and they're just like, they're so, like, come on, man. It's business. Business should be fun. In fact, a lot of the successful business and entrepreneurs will be like, it's like a game. And if you treat it like a game, you win and you have fun. Yes. And then you make a lot of money and you get successful and you
bless
people.
There's a strategy to it, y'all. And yes, you have fun. I'm the person who seriously wants to pick up that business phone and be like, hey, yo, it's Kayla.
Yeah. Yo, what up?
Pretty sure that some of these people would be like, excuse you. But you know,
I think it'd be funny.
Those oftentimes aren't my people. However, well, I will say most of my clients like working with me because I'm just like, I just like to keep it real. Transparency is key, y'all. But keep your clothes on.
Come on, this is podcasting. We don't do that. I was going to say the voicemail thing, you know, when people, when business people call my phone and they get the voicemail and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do something professional there. So,
oh my gosh, your voicemail is great. So good.
I love doing that because I usually throw people off and then they're like, this is so-and-so from like, you know, this client or whatever. And then they're like, dude, I really needed that today. Thank you. I loved it. You know, it does. It breaks down the walls. It gets people,
it does,
you know, happy.
Businesses are talking to what or who?
Real people, maybe.
Real people. Uh-huh. And they're run by who?
The real Brian.
Real people.
Oh, yeah.
And real people work there and real people market it.
Exactly.
We're all just people. Okay.
I totally agree. Speaking
as I hit my desk 15 times with my teacup.
I loved that. You were doing like the Dwight Schrute thing, you know, from The Office, you know, when he's doing that speech. They were like, Jim was, we will not give up. Oh, if you've not seen that, you have to go watch that scene of The Office. It's so funny. Okay, so K-dramas. I got to understand, is this like Korean dramas? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, so why are they so... Because I've been seeing a boatload of them coming out recently. Like so many. In fact, there was this really cool looking sci-fi one that had time travel involved that just came out as a movie. And I thought, what is going on with this? Like they're going crazy right now. Are they good?
Oh my gosh. So a friend of mine also in the podcasting space, she does PR for podcasters, which is awesome. Well, not for podcasters. She helps people get on podcasts, like not any other publication style, just podcasts and does like PR for that. Anyways, she's really into K-pop. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, huh. I mean, I like K-pop. Don't get me wrong. I find it to be hilarious, but also lovely. I just, nice. I love it. Okay. But one day, I don't know what I was doing. I think I quite literally just pulled up Netflix for the first time in God knows how long. Quite honestly, God knows how long, because I don't normally watch TV. Normally, I read books, but I read the better part of like 30 books in December of last year. And I think I burned myself out.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I was reading a book to three books a day, every day.
Wow.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what was going on, but I was reading a lot of books. Okay. I got burned out on it. And then one day I opened up Netflix and I don't remember which one was there. Actually, I do. The names of these titles, the titles get me. This one was called King the Land. And I was like, I don't know what this is, but that sounds great. Let's watch it. And I did. And there is something about, so I don't like to listen to it like dubbed. I want them speaking in Korean with subtitles.
Yeah.
And I love the Korean language. I love the tonality of it. I love like how deep their voices are because I've also listened now to some Thai shows. I've listened to some Chinese shows. I've listened to a few different kinds of these shows. Koreans are the best. I love Korean shows the most. And so now I have officially watched like, I think, I don't know, 10 or 12 Korean dramas in the last probably 3 months. But what they do on Netflix, and this, I think this is what I really like, is they are on Netflix and well, they are on a bunch of different places, but on Netflix, they have like these 16 episode seasons. And in those 16 episodes, they're usually anywhere from like an hour to an hour and 15 minutes long. So you're getting like a real long episode that you get to dive into, right? That you get to dig into and you get to really listen.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, it's 16 episodes and it's done. So it's like you got either a really long movie that got through the whole thing, or you got like this little mini series. We'll call it a mini series. It's just like, because most of these are based off of like books, or they're based off of webtoons or things like that. So they have like a basis elsewhere. Makes me think of the Colin Firth Pride and Prejudice, that miniseries versus what's his face? Golly, Matthew McFadden.
Okay.
So Colin Firth and Matthew McFadden are my my favorite Darcys. And the reason why I even like Collins is because you get so much more of him, because they did a miniseries and it's like 4 hours long, 5 hours long, something like that, maybe six. Anyways, so you only got 2 hours of Matthew and it wasn't enough, but Pride and Prejudice is my favorite book. Anyways,
Okay.
I just freaking love K-dramas. I love them so much. Right now, I'm not watching K-drama. I'm watching a Chinese one because all the Chinese ones are about video games. And
I love it. Yeah, that'd be awesome. So I may have to, find one. I don't know how to find a K-drama and see what's good. I see them all over the place.
Depending on what kind you would want to watch, because most of the ones that I have found are like basically romantic comedy suspense.
Interesting.
I think that's the other thing I love about them is they fit like all the genres into like one drama. They're all dramas.
Yeah.
But they're not dramas. Like one of the first ones I watched was My Demon, which is very, very new. It is a comedy. It is 100% a romance. It is also has like a whole paranormal fantasy thing going on. And then on a lot of them, they also bring in like historical pieces to them too. I don't know.
Interesting.
There's just so much to them. There's just something about it. It just hits all of the high notes for me. And it's basically taken over reading, which is weird because I am an avid reader, clearly, but I haven't been able to sit down and read anymore. I'm like, nope, just turn on my little tune over here.
Well, but it fits the personality of a multi-passionate.
It really does. I think that's and we're talking like in each episode, you're getting bits and pieces of all of these different things. And I mean, they do label them under one specific genre, but like the last one that I watched, there were things happening. Lady had a freaking brain tumor. Okay.
Yeah.
She had a brain tumor that was going to cause her to die. And then her family's business was being taken over by the kid, this kid. I don't even know. I'm terrible at explaining him. There was basically a lot going on. There's like espionage and there were murder attempts and she's dying and then she gets surgery and then she's perfectly fine. But there was a romance and there's all these other like just nuances. It was fascinating.
Hilarious.
Love it.
It's like Jason Statham movies.
I don't know how you
fit
all these different things into one thing and make it work, but it does.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm kind of honestly appreciating about foreign films right now is that they're trying to be creative versus like American films are getting lazy and just doing reboots and sequels. So
yes.
I'm kind of, and the writing has really gone downhill on a lot of stuff lately too. So I'm like,
okay. So we say the writing has gone downhill. Is that because of the SAG-AFTRA strike thing?
Maybe, or AI, or
that too.
People are not, I have a lot of theories on this one. Like it could just be that people aren't as creative anymore. People aren't trained as well as they used to be. Like it's a different schooling, if that makes sense. You know, they talk about like the schooling, the actor schooling, whatever they did, like however people are trained in acting. There was like an old school way of doing it. And the actors had to be multi-talented or else they couldn't, you know, like they had to sing or they had to dance or something because they wouldn't typically just make it as an actor back in the day. And so there was like an exceptional amount of talent in general. And that's not necessarily the case anymore. And so you're seeing a lot of these people that are getting, you know, becoming actors and just they don't have nearly the same talent. And so it's showing, I guess. I don't know. There's a lot of theories, but I really don't know the answer, to be honest.
It's really funny that you say that because a lot of these Korean actors are also singers.
Interesting.
Like they started off in singing and dancing and then became actors. A lot of the like really famous ones, you'll go and you'll look at their bio or whatever. And every one of them is like singer, actor, producer, blah, blah, blah. And you're just like, oh, okay. Some of the newer ones aren't per se, but at the same time, it's just crazy how many of them were like formerly in K-pop groups and things like that.
Yeah.
And you go and listen and they sounded great. They were fantastic at what they did. And then they decided to go into acting.
I guess we could call you K-pop or K-drama instead of K-dubs.
That's hilarious.
You know what we need is a Korean Jack Black. That's what we need. Yeah.
Freaking love Jack Black.
That would be amazing. Yeah, it's time to go watch, you know, School of Rock again here soon. I wish they would. That is one where I actually do wish they would do a School of Rock 2 where he came back and tried, you know, like just find out what's been going on with School of Rock. You know, how's it going now?
He gets, where are the kids now?
Yeah. Well, that'd be kind of fun to bring them all back. Like they're
right.
Yeah. And then have the new kids or whatever. Oh my gosh.
More
I don't know.
A decade later.
Would they ruin it? I think if Jack Black was in charge of it, it would probably be okay. But
yeah,
I don't know.
It's that funny that you say that though, because that's one of husband's favorite movies. And we had the kids
were
banging on stuff all day one day. And we were like, you know what? You want to bang on everything? Cool. Come over here and watch this movie. And we turned it on and they're like, I mean, granted, they're young, 9, 2 5-year-olds and a 2-year-old. So I think the 2-year-old was most interested because we turned it on like really loud.
Nice.
But it's funny because my 9-year-old knows every single word to Tribute.
That's cool.
We do love us some Jack Black in this house.
Yeah, that's some really good stuff. I mean, it's fun.
Yes.
I don't want to go, but...
you're right.
You know what the music means. You do know it. Hey, so was this fun? Are you going to come back on the show?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, that'll be fun.
There were like 5 other things I had on this list that we haven't even talked about.
That's the way this show goes. All right, well, thanks for joining us. Have a smashingly glorious week, because maybe we'll be back next week. Yeah. Real Brian Show, signing off.
The Real Brian Show is a production of 514 Media at 514mediaempire.com.